Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. This is your host, Elder Docs. I'm coming to you this Thursday because this is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Oh, we got to hold on because we know a change is going to come. Amen. I'm going to let you finish listening to this song. I'll be right back with you. Amen. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to my listening audience. Once again, this is your host, Elder Docs. I'm welcoming you to Thursday, Thirst for the Truth. We have to hold on because we know a change is going to come. Amen. Amen. We know that if we hold on, and we got to hold on, we got the faith, we know that change is going to come. And whatever we ask for, whatever we pray for, the change is going to come. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, at the very beginning, you brought about change. You created the heavens and the earth to a place that was void and surrounded by darkness. Even in death, our Heavenly Father, you brought about change. For your words say that we shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Lord, we pray that we embrace change in our lives, because change is often evidence of you working for our good. Amen. Amen. We're talking about a change is going to come. That's the title of this subject today. Change is going to come. And it's going to come in all of our lives, regardless if we want it or not. A change is going to come. Amen. I'm going to be coming from 1 Corinthians 15, 50 to 58. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:50-58. That's where my text is going to be coming from. Amen. Let me just read to you 1 Corinthians 15:58. It states, I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Amen. We shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Amen. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sister, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Amen. Amen. That is so true. You know, you're going through life, you're doing this, you're doing that, and sometimes you might just have second thoughts. You're having reservation. You're having that Thomas doubt that, why am I doing all this? I don't see any fruits yet. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But your labor for God, it's not going in vain. Amen. It's not going in vain. It's not in vain. Believe me, brothers and sisters. You know what? There have been several TV shows that have dealt with extreme makeovers. Now, we know there's a lot of makeovers on TV. They talk about makeovers on houses, makeovers on lawns, and makeovers on, you know, individuals, makeovers on clothing. But, you know, there were regular people and celebrities that also is doing the makeover. They captured America because these people were not happy with their present bodies. And they were willing to do everything for a change. A change is going to come. In fact, thousands of dollars are spent by people every day trying to make a physical change in their bodies. A change is going to come. Yet, despite their changes, they still get old, and soon they will die. Amen. A change is going to come. Today, we celebrate the resurrection. We know that Jesus was raised. We celebrate his death because for we who believe in Jesus, his death brought about what? His death brought about a change in our spiritual lives. And because of his resurrection, it will bring about a change in our physical lives. One day we will receive the most extreme makeover, just like Jesus. It will not cost us thousands of dollars. All we have to do is hold on to Jesus, and our change is coming. A change is going to come so we can get to heaven the right way. Someone might be asking, you know, why do I have to wait? Why can't my present body get into heaven? I'm going to explain that to you in four parts. I'm going to explain that to you in four parts. Why can't your present body get into heaven? I know you believe in these celebrities makeover, but let me just explain to you right now. First part is our change is needed. And that's in verse 50 of the 1 Corinthians 15:50-58. This is in verse 50. Because of flesh and your blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I just want you to know this. Because of your flesh, your blood, and your blood, it cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Our bodies are physical, and our bodies perish with every day. You know, we're losing something every day we live. Our hair falls out every day. Our skin dies and flake away every day. It is because our physical bodies are dying. It is perishing. So we must know this. Each and every day we live, we're losing something from this body. And since our human bodies are perishing, they are not suited to inherit the imperishable kingdom of God. This is what Paul means when he says, nor does corruption inherit corruption. Amen. We who are in Jesus Christ, we must be made different. There has to be a change to us, a transformation process. Amen. And you can find that in verse 42 to 44. We must be changed just like Jesus. We will be transformed into the very image of Christ, who is eternal, so that we too can live eternally. Amen. Hold on, a change is going to come. A change is going to come. Now, the second part is our change produced a new revelation. Our change produced a new revelation. When Paul uses the word mystery, it means revelation. A once hidden fact now revealed. We could never have understood the resurrection change without God revealing it to us. What is revealed is that Christians who are alive when the Lord returns will not have to die or sleep in order to receive their changed bodies. Paul says, we shall all be changed. A change is going to come. Amen. When Christ returns, there will be living Christians, and there will be those who have died. And Paul let us know that all of our bodies will be changed. Amen. A change is going to come. How will that change come about? In verse 52, it tells us that the change will be quick and sudden in a moment. And the Greek word for that is atomos, from which we get our word atom. And the word means, the atom words mean, it cannot be divided or cut because it is too small. A change is going to come. To further magnify the quickness of our change, Paul says that it would happen in a twinkling of an eye, faster than a blink of an eye. Amen. And this will occur at the sound of the last trumpet. This is the trumpet sound of God as he summons all those who have lived and died waiting for his glorious appearance. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16, 17, it says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Amen. A change is going to come. Now, we have to put all, you know, the idea is to be dressed in clothing. The dead must put on incorruption, and the living must put immortality in order to enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, our change will bring, the third part is our change will bring victory. And you can find this in verse 54 to 55 of 1 Corinthians 15, 50 to 58. Our change will bring victory. Amen. Jesus Christ resurrection brought the power of death for all of us who believe in him. Jesus put death to death. Amen. Jesus put death to death. He took the sting out of death. And although we all will have to face death one day, we who believe in Jesus don't have to fear death, for death itself is no longer has victory. Amen. You know, Lazarus' miraculous resurrection after 4 days in the grave pale in comparison when millions of born-again believers who have been lying in their graves for thousands of years will suddenly rise to eternal life. Change will bring victory because death will have no victory. A change is going to come. Now we know that a change is going to come. Just think about that for a minute. In our lives, as we grow, as we were born and start growing up, from child, from baby to adolescent to puberty, and as we get older to become an adult, we saw the changes in our own lives as we start aging, and we saw the change. We saw the changes in our physical appearance. We saw the changes in our thinking. We saw the changes in our maturity. We saw the changes, in our just life. There's always going to be a change. A change is going to come. Amen. The thought of this caused Paul to teach and tease death. Paul said, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory?" Amen. We're talking about a change is going to come. Our change will bring victory over sin. Sin brings upon death. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." So since death has no victory, logically, sin will no longer have any victory. For we who will be changed will not have the law to condemn us, for we will be perfected. We will be children of our rising Savior. Amen. God is just so good. We see the changes now, with this COVID-19 that's just sweeping the world. We see the changes that every country has made, the lifestyle changes, economic changes, social changes. Our physical and mental state are in change. We see the changes. We know that a change is going to come. And it's going to come for the good because God makes no mistakes. So we have to continue to know that what's happening out there on earth, we know spiritually God has it all in his hand. Amen. We know that a change is going to come. The fourth element of this is our change is on account of Jesus. Our change is on the account of Jesus. Amen. A change is going to come. A change is going to come. Amen. Oh, let's make it clear. If it were not for Jesus dying for our sins, we would not have any hope for our change. He satisfied God's wrath because Jesus was a just and righteous sacrifice for our sins. When we accept Jesus as our Lord, and we will have that opportunity to do so today, Jesus placed his righteousness upon us. And we are forgiven of our sins. Amen. A change is going to come. And we are promised victory over sin and death. You cannot help but to thank Jesus for the victory. Thank him for the change. A change is going to come. Thank him for the change, that victory, because that is victory. Jesus' change is victory. Thank him for pain, for pain for our sins, because that is victory. We want to thank him. A change is going to come. Amen. We know this. A change is going to come. Oh, my Lord. Hold on. A change is going to come. I'm going to take a little break and let you listen to this song, Hold On. A change is going to come. Amen. Hold on. Don't let them. Some way, somehow, we are gonna make it home soon. Change is coming. I want all my brothers and sisters to just realize a change is coming. You've been praying. You got the faith. You anchor in the word. You know there's a change is coming. I mean, no one should have to tell you that, because you know what the word is saying. A change is coming. All you have to do is hold on. Don't lose faith. Hold on, my brothers and sisters. because a change is coming, regardless of what the situation will be. A change is coming. COVID-19, who cares? A change is coming. Cancer, a change is coming. Diabetes, a change is coming. HIV, a change is coming. Drugs, a change is coming. Alcoholics, a change is coming. Criminals, a change is coming. A change is coming in our lives, no matter what it is. But if we are anchored in the Word, trust me, that change is coming. I mean, you look towards the hills from which your strength is coming. The change is coming. Trust me, a change is coming. Now, my final category is going to be our change demands a dedicated life. Amen. You want that change to come? You're talking about it? Well, let's just follow the Word. Let's dedicate our life to our Lord and Jesus Savior. Let's dedicate it. You want that change to come. You want whatever it may be. You want that change to come in your job. You want that change to come in your marriage. You want that change to come in your neighborhood. You want that change to come, you know, with your children. You want that change to come in whatever relationship you may be asking God for. If you want that change to come, if you want to shake that monkey off your back, a change is coming. Let's dedicate ourselves to the Lord. Amen. A change is coming. If you want to have that change, a new body that will live eternally with Jesus, you will have to have a dedicated life. You cannot live for Jesus today and then go back to who you were before. Because when you turn your life over to Christ, you become a new creature. We become a new creature. A change is going to come. Amen. So let's make that change. Let's repent. Let's do that 360-degree turnaround. Amen. A change is going to come. You have to be steadfast. The word means to be faithful, firm, and fixed. We're talking about being steadfast, to be faithful, firm, and fixed. And too many folks are playing like they are faithful. They're playing like they are firm. And they're playing like they are fixed in the faith. They allow the world to uproot them from their faith. And we see that all the time. It seems like it appears that the world has more influence on us than the Word of God. But a change is going to come. You know, a little hardship to drive them away from God sometimes doesn't take much. But you got to be steadfast. You got to pull down the strongholds. A change is going to come. We got to learn to look the demon in the eye and say, oh, no, demon, you're not going to influence me to rob the store. Oh, no, demon, you're not going to influence me to take this drug. Oh, no, demon, you're not going to influence me to commit domestic violence. Oh, no, demon. You're not going to influence me to be disobedient to my parents. Oh, no, demon. We got to stand up to the demon. We got to be steadfast. We have to be firm. We have to be fixed. We have to be faithful. Amen. A change is going to come. It's going to come. Because if we want to run that Christian race, if we want to see his face, if you want to receive your change, you got to dedicate your life to the Lord. Amen. A change is going to come. Then Paul uses the word unmovable. Oh, yeah. That is so beautiful. Unmovable, which means unshaken or not fickle or sometimely or tiny. And the devil is causing many of us to be shaken, to be fickle, and sometimey, you know, because we are sometimey, you know, and the devil calls it because the devil brings back the old. He put things in our conscious, our subconscious, and he brings it to the forefront. So we have to be careful of his tricks. We have to know it. We have to learn to discern it. Amen. a change is going to come. Sometimes you are at church. Amen. Sometimes you aren't at church. Sometimes you're saying you praise the saying the praises of Jesus, and sometimes you're not. You know, you can't expect to receive your change and get in heaven living like that. That means you're warm someday, you're cold someday. You know, you're sitting on the fence and you don't know which side to fall. You know, sometimes the grass is green over here, sometimes the grass is green over there. And this grass is cut and this grass is not. I mean, you have to change. Change your ways. Follow. Dedicate yourself to the Lord. Amen. A change is going to come. You can't expect to receive your change and get into heaven living like the way you're living. You are living a lie. You are fickle. You are saying you are going to stop lying only to keep on lying. Ain't that something? You're saying you're not going to sleep around. Then you find yourself sleeping around. Who are you fooling? You can't fool God. So who are you trying to justify this foolishness to? Obviously, it's to yourself. You're trying to convince yourself. But brother and sister, let me just tell you, get into the Word. Get into the Word. When you get into the Word, your life will change. Get into the Word. Get into the Word because your life will change. Because you're allowing Satan to manipulate you. You're allowing Satan to lead you. You're allowing Satan to tell you that this tree is better than the thousand trees that's in the garden. And this is a tree you're not supposed to touch. Amen. That's like telling you, hey, this is the bank you're supposed to rob. You're not supposed to go out and get a job. This is the bank. And you're foolish enough to believe this is the bank you want to rob because this is supposed to set you free. A change is going to come. Dedicate yourself. Amen. Paul says, you ought to be abounding in the work of the Lord. We who did not deserve anything from the Lord receive the abounding work of his life, death and resurrection. We at least should abound to work for Jesus, who deserve everything from us. Amen. Let's work for Jesus. Let's make that change. A change is going to come. Because if we aren't working for Jesus, then who are we working for? You know, those material things is only temporarily. It's only temporary, and we know it's not going to last. Those things are perishable because you can't take it with you. Amen. A change is going to come. We ought to labor for the Lord. Yeah, we labor on our job. We labor doing all kinds of stuff. Let's labor for God. Let's put our best foot forward and labor for him. The verse translates to this thought. That is, you ought to be laboring for Jesus to the point of exhaustion. And I believe that. That verse lets you know that we ought to just work until for him until we can't work anymore. Until it's time for us to go to sleep. That means like praying without ceasing. Amen. A change is going to come. I mean, you never slack up. You never cease. You never stop or quit. Because we're laboring for God. Why? Because your labor is not in vain. Let me express this to you. Your labor is not in vain. I mean, you labor on your job, and when you labor, you know, 16 hours a day, they do reward you. They do see that your potential. But when that same attitude, that same performance, that same diligence that you do for your job, you must do it for the Lord, because with him, what you do for him is eternal. What you do for him will not go in vain. He will not forget about you, because your job is expendable, and you are expendable on your job. Remember that. But when you labor for God, a change is going to come. Your labor will not go in vain. Amen. I mean, you press through it. You hold on because your change is your reward. Hold on. A change is coming. Hold on. Don't worry about a thing. You press through it. You hold on because your change is your reward. You fight and you strive and hold on because one day your change is going to come. Amen. Your change is going to come. Let me just say that one more time. You fight. You strive. You hold on because one day your change is going to come. That means your praying, your faithfulness, your dedication, you being fixed, you being unmovable for the word of God. Hold on. Your change is going to come. Amen. I mean, God is good. And we must understand this. Your labor will not go in vain. And don't think it, because you don't see it, that's where your faith comes into play. Don't think because you don't see it, it's not happening. It is happening. Amen. Your change is going to come. Your change is going to come. You don't lose hope because your change is going to come. You value Jesus' death upon the cross, and you hold on because your change is going to come. Value his death because he died for you and me. He died for us. So you know if he died for us, hold on. Whatever we're praying for, whatever we have faith for, what are we hoping for? God's word will not go out void. Your change is going to come. Amen. You had family and friends turn their backs on you. They're the first one that would normally do, turn their backs on you. When you're trying to strive for a purpose, when you tell them, hey, I found something. I found something that's more precious than silver and gold. That's more precious than the water that I'm drinking. I found the Lord. See, a change is going to come. So, but you are holding on because your change is going to come regardless of what your family says, even if they turn your back. You know, they said, Father, who are our brothers and sisters? Your brothers and sisters are the one in Christ, they said. Bible saying this. Hold on. A change is going to come. You go through every bump and bruises, and you hold on because your change is going to come. Yeah, there's going to be some pitfalls. There's going to be some rocky roads. Yeah, we're going to get some bruises here and there. Oh, for sure. But that's part of life. That's part of maturing. That's part of growing. That's part of the testing of our faith. A change is going to come. A change is going to come. You deal with temptation, the trials and the tribulation. But hold on, because your change is going to come. I mean, I can't express that to you, you know, any more than I have, that a change is going to come. Look at your own appearance. Look at your own life from 1 to 100. Look at the changes in your life. You see that the changes that your body had made, the same changes in life, in the word, is going to come. Regardless of what you think, a change is going to come. No matter where you are or who you are, a change is going to come. And we must realize that. Let me pray. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for going before us and for being with us through the changes in our lives. We know that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Therefore, we will be fearless when life begins to take unexpected turns or uncertain path. A change is going to come. Thank you for being the rock that we can lean on. Amen. A change is going to come. Thank you for the rock that never crumbles. A change is going to come. Thank you, Jesus. The rock that never fades. a change is going to come. The rock that is eternal, a change is going to come. The rock that will eliminate, terminate all diseases, all troubles, all trials and tribulations in our lives, a change is going to come so that we may walk firmly in our change. Amen. Amen. Oh, I just want to thank everyone for being so faithful on the line. Amen. And thank you for just being dedicated, not to me, not to the word, not to the line here, but to the word of God. Because, you know, he put you here today. Because he knows that we all need a change. And we all know that sometimes in our life a change is going to come. It's coming. Even if you don't want to admit it or see it, that change is coming. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. And if we want that to dedicate our life to our Lord and Jesus Savior, it doesn't take much. We want to just to ask the Lord, just say, "Dear Jesus, I want to just thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Please forgive me. Come into our life. Come into my life. I receive you as our Lord and Savior. Now help me to live for you the rest of my life." We dedicate our life to him. That's what we want to do. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And if you just declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, amen, because he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, you would be saved. For it is your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is your mouth that you profess faith and are saved. Amen. As Romans 10 and 9. If you just prayed a sincere prayer of faith, and you wonder what to do next, as a new Christian, just find yourself a good Bible-based church. Yeah, and just dedicate yourself to the Lord, because salvation is free. Salvation is free. And I just want you to know that ministry does cost. Amen. Amen. I just want everybody just for the few ads that we have is, you know, just be a follower to this Blog Talk Radio. You know, go to www.blogtalkradio.com, KBDI. You know, and be a follower. Just click on follow to be notified of all upcoming broadcasts that's coming on each and every week. Amen. You know, and you can call in as usual at the number 2646-668-2780 to listen in, and sometimes you can speak with the host. Now, if you want to donate to this service, because we're blessed to be a blessing to our listening audience and to our community that we serve. Go to Givify. That's Givify, and go to Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, and donate whatever you want to donate, because this will help keep us moving in the right direction to help those that need help, to birth out those that want to be birthed out. If you want to be part of this ministry, and if you want to say, "Look, Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders, Pastor Providence Teresa, Docs, I think I have something I want to offer, and I don't know how I can be birthed out," you know, give the ministry a call. Tell them, say, "You know, I know God's calling me, but I'm pregnant, but I don't know how to give birth yet. Would you please help me?" You know, let us help you. Let us help you birth out what you've been carrying for so many years. Amen. Let us help you. And we have I believe Pastor and Prophet Teresa Starks have a conference to that's coming on, I think it's Pentecostal Sunday. Starts as a three-day conference. And I believe I'm going to let her expound on it because I don't have the whole particulars. But I just want to thank you once again for dedicating yourself to this line. And just be blessed. And the next Thursday is going to be Thursday for Truth. I am your host, Elder Docs. And we have ministers and prophets comes on Monday through Sunday at 5 o'clock. Amen. Amen. Hold on. A change is coming. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, a change is going to come. And I'm truly excited about seeing and waiting in anticipation on what God is going to do next, because he's always up to something. Thank you, Elder, for a dynamic word. Thank you for allowing God to use you. And I just thank you for just the words of encouragement, because you need to be encouraged to know things are not going to stay the same. Every single thing that you think about change. I mean, if you just literally think about music change, people change, places change, ministry changes, and even the way ministry is being done now, change. So change is inevitable. Learning how to embrace change is key. You're just not moved by change. You're just willing to do whatever you need to do to make things happen. Amen. So I just thank you, Elder, for allowing God to use you. And then those that are on the line, I want to encourage you from the Holy Spirit. We have been unctioned to function for a three-day prophetic conference on Zoom. And it's going to start Pentecost Sunday, which is this Sunday. And this is how it's going to work. We're going to be training spiritual snipers of the kingdom. And we're going to have our conference, our actual conference, in September. But this three-day conference, we're preparing the teachers. We're preparing the intercessors, the those that are going to be part of the conference. And if you don't know what a spiritual sniper is, it is so equivalent to a sniper in the natural. You know, I've been told all they need is a spotter, amen, to cover their back. But we're going to be talking about it. We're going to be talking about the elements of war, mobility, firepower, security. We're going to break it all down so that you won't pray amiss, so that when you pray, you hit the target every single time. You don't have to scream and holler and be out on the floor slobbing and vomiting. You just hit the target and things change. You know, I don't want to go behind Elder and preach, but what came to me is when they were trying to, the disciples was trying to do some deliverance, and Jesus was so cool. I just love every single thing about him. He was in the lower cabin of the boat, asleep, probably in a deep sleep. And change was happening in the atmosphere. The waters was roaring and the thunder was coming and Jesus was asleep. And they ran down and got him, and Jesus was so cool. He just came upstairs and like, I could imagine. He just said, "What's up? What's up?" They was afraid. So change is inevitable, and we can make change. And then when the disciples was trying to do the healing, they couldn't bring forth and cast out demons. And they said, somebody better go get Jesus. Jesus was away praying. He was so much God in the earth realm. So when he came, he just told the demon, okay, time up, get out. We don't want to pray amiss. We want to hit the target. We don't want to be struggling. We want to do it by faith. So I want to encourage everyone that's on the line, if you want to be in another place with your spiritual walk, and you want to be part of the conference, you want to teach, there's something in you that you know God want to give out and pour and bless others. We're going to be doing our three-day prophetic spiritual sniper training starting Sunday. It's a three-day conference. You will have to register. I know those that are interested, again, I want to say give me a call. You can call me at area code 313-583-9739, or you can email us at kingdombuilderplaza@gmail.com. We are on Eventbrite. You can go on there and register. Just put in training for a spiritual sniper by Kingdom KBDI. So if you know anyone that may be interested, we're looking for teachers. We're looking to develop this conference so that when we go forth, lives are changed for the better. Amen. That's why we need you to join forces with us and embrace what God is doing in the ministry, because it's never about us. It's always about deliverance for someone else. Amen. So you be part of what Jesus did. He just came upstairs and said, okay, time up, peace be still. And everything that was happening in the elements of the earth was still. The water, the clouds. He makes it happen. So I just want to encourage you to make that change and join us with us for the three-day conference. It won't be all day. We'll be on the line maybe an hour or two at the most, both days. But we want to sow into you as you sow into others. Amen, amen. And glory to God for all that are on the line. We love you from the top of our heart, and we just want to send blessings to your household, blessings to what God is doing in your life. Just know that a change is coming. I see new businesses. I see all those things that have been in your heart to do. I see them manifesting. I see you taking the time to invest in yourself so that you can become every single thing that God have ordained you to become. Amen. Being celebrated for kingdom's sake. Amen. Amen. I want to know if elders want me to close out, or are you done, Elder Doc?
Yes, I am. You can close out. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, honey. Okay, well, again, we want to embrace the change, because COVID is not out here just to stay, for things to stay the same. You have seen the change, the new normal, so they say. But every day is a new normal if you are in the prophetic. So we want to encourage you, spend more time with God. More time, more anointing, more understanding. Say 1 hour a day, I'm just going to steal away and be with the Lord. You know, just put him on the schedule. Squeeze him in if you must. Spend time with him. I'm talking about quality time. And if you want those desires to manifest, seek him early. You're going to find him. Amen. I'll give you more information if you're interested. You can go to Eventbrite in about 1 hour, and you'll see all the details about the conference. And I am just so excited, because this is a move of God. This is a move of God. Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you for this time with you, Lord God. Father, we ask you that you would create in us clean hearts, O Lord, and renew the right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Father, make successful our ways so that we can be used for your glory. If there's any pain in anyone's body on this line, Father, I ask you that you would anoint their hands afresh, that they may be able to lay their hands on their body, proxy, that you would use their faith and heal every part because you have need of their body to do your work for kingdom's sake. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you have created this day. You have created this season for change. You're provoking change in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to just end it there, but I hear the Lord saying, allow me to make the change in you. Allow me to make the change in you, says the Lord. I literally see a hand. He ain't begging. He's asking. He's asking. It's like a beckoning. Don't leave me out. Don't leave me out, says the Lord. Not let me go with you. Come on. And let me lead you. So that manifestation of the desires of your heart shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I just thank him for that word, and I seal it with the blood of Jesus. And I thank everyone that's on the line, that you would stay on the wall, stay strong, stay surrounded with people that see the blessing in you. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone, and we love you, and just hold on because the change is coming. God bless you, and have a good evening.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. It's been a long,
Everyone have a blessed evening. God bless you.